Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sal Capaccio, Bill's sideline reporter for WGR, is joining us as we kind of do a post-mortem on the Bills season. Boy, the pain is far and wide, Sal. I mean, hearing some of these news conferences from the stadium this week, Brandon Bean yesterday really seemed emotional and saying he can't watch the film right now.
Yeah, that's right. He was. He said he wanted to hug every person he saw at the airport when they showed up at like 2:30 in the morning when the team arrived back from Kansas City late on Sunday night into Monday morning. He was emotional talking about it. Brandon Bean gets it. Him and his wife, Haley, they've been in Buffalo now 5 years. They've embraced the community. They do a lot for the community. And, you know, he understands what Bills fans' pain is like. And he was he said there's nothing I could say right now to fix it.
Yeah, it's still a tough one. But after what we heard this week, Sal, we heard from the players, we heard from head coach Sean McDermott, we heard from Brandon Bean yesterday. Do you have a different way of looking at those final 13 seconds from Sunday than we might have had with just the game itself?
No, I'm still kind of wondering what happened. We have not had any details yet other than Sean McDermott saying execution, but I think that can be interpreted a lot of ways. Most people think that means the players didn't execute what they were supposed to. I've been around Sean McDermott and covered him long enough to know that execution for him could be a broader term. It could mean the process of the execution, of the communication, things like that. I think since the game has happened, we've all kind of dug in a little bit and said, well, look at this, and this is proof of this, or hinting of something here. So whatever happened, there was a failure on multiple levels from coaches to players. The last 13 seconds will live in Buffalo sports infamy, unfortunately.
Yeah, it already is, right. Yep. But is it too soon? Do you think we'll ever know who's to blame for that 13 seconds?
I don't know about who's to blame. I think there's probably multiple people in layers. You know, I think someday we'll find out more about what happened. I mean, it's funny, you know, you think about that. Think of all the heartbreak we've all been through in Buffalo, and even how many years later were we still wondering about who made the Johnson Flutie call and things like that, right, and who actually was responsible for all those things. I mean, sometimes you just never find out and never know. I think eventually, over time, you know, somebody will have a little bit more clarity on how things went down.
You know, one of the reasons, Sal, that this is, you know, hurts so much is because of how close the team was. And you heard Brandon Bean allude to it a little bit yesterday. Not just the 13 seconds, but he pointed to, you know, maybe a call here or there in the Tampa Bay game and, you know, other areas where it was just that close to maybe having a different ending. And that's what makes it, I guess, at the same time, harder to swallow, but you're left with a little more optimism than you would be maybe with some of these other heartbreaks.
Yeah, they were what? They were 0-4, maybe whatever it was, 0-something in one score games this year. You know, and you take any one of those and basically get a play here or a play there, and the Bills could very well have been at home this weekend against the Kansas City Chiefs. And then a win there, they're home again this weekend. I think that's the part of it, too, that hurts, like you said. Now, this wasn't the Super Bowl, right? But I think everyone listening probably who has watched this team and knew what was going on would think and agree that the Bills had a great shot to be in the Super Bowl if they had just held on in those 13 seconds. That's what makes it. And it's that team. It's the Kansas City Chiefs. You spent your entire offseason building a team to beat them. And they went there in week 5 and beat them. And then the offense and Josh Allen walked off the field with 13 seconds left beating them. Like, it was there. And if they close out the last 13 seconds, guys, we're all talking today and preparing for a big party inside Highmark Stadium Sunday with a chance for the Bills to go to the Super Bowl, which that's what hurts, I think, the most.
I think another part of it, Sal, and I can only speak for myself here, but I think I do, you know, speak for a lot of people around my age. You don't remember the Super Bowl years. You remember a lot of bad years, though, in between.
It's
you don't really know how to take it, how it works, right? I mean, there's no real precedent in your own lifetime for being on the cusp of the Super Bowl, being exactly that good. And I think you're wondering, well, is this another piece of the story, like Sean McDermott said, where you needed a little bit more adversity to get over the hump? Is it a blown opportunity that you might not see again for another 5 years? There's a lot of confusion there. I mean, how does it work? We're not like one of these other teams like, you know, San Francisco, who now has another shot to go to the Super Bowl. They were just there a few years ago, and even before that, were there a few years back.
Well, I think the thing that you can look at is obviously the quarterback, number one. They have an absolute stud at under center and number 17, Josh Allen. And he's only 25 years old, and he's under contract for the next 7 years in Buffalo. He's going to be here a long time. And as long as you have him, you're going to have a shot. And the rest of the roster is still young and good and under contract. Their window is much more just opening than it is closing. You never know when you get another shot. I go back to in the early 80s, Dan Marino went to the Super Bowl his first year as a full-time starter, one of the greatest quarterbacks ever. Never got back again, ever. So you never know. I'm not sitting here and telling you the Bills are going to go to the Super Bowl at once, twice, ever with Josh Allen or anybody else. But I know that this is something that still is beginning more than it is ending. And there's a lot of similarities to me between this group back in the 88, 89 seasons. 88, they go to the AFC title, lose to Cincinnati. 89, they go to the divisional round, lose a heartbreaker to Cleveland. Very similar to the last 2 years, going to the AFC title last year and losing, and then a heartbreaker in Kansas City and losing. And then in those years, they went to four straight Super Bowls. They had Kelly and Thurman and Thomas and Bruce and all those guys, and they were all just coming into their own. I feel a lot about this group the same way I did about that group, but you just never know. And now with Mahomes and Herbert and Burrow and all these quarterbacks in the AFC, there's going to be a lot of teams fighting for that. So I think that Bills fans can feel good about the future as much as they can obviously still be very, very painful about what happened on Sunday.
All right. It's encouraging to hear you say that. The Bills will see Kansas City next year, right?
Yeah. They go back to Kansas City again next year. So I guess I'd say get ready for another primetime game. I think the league would love to have that on a Sunday night or a Monday night or whatever it's going to be again, because you got these two guys, Mahomes and Allen. But the way that the schedule rotation works this year and this year we just played and next year, the first place finisher of the AFC East, which is the Bills, goes to the first place finisher of the AFC West for 2 years in a row. So again, that will be Kansas City next year. So it will be three times in a row, counting last year's playoff, this year's regular season, and this year's playoff going to Kansas City. By the way, I think they also go again in 2023 because that's the normal every three-year rotation, which is weird.
It's a little weird getting used to the schedule of like playing these marquee matchups.
Yeah.
It always used to be right. It's like Pittsburgh and New England would always meet in the regular season,
yes,
even though they're
right.
Not in the same division. And you're wondering here, like, you know, the only team we see all the time is like Jacksonville, and that's no fun. But now, you know, here it is. This is how the big boys play.
And it's the tougher ones, too, right? I mean, you're playing these first-place teams. So, yeah, next year's schedule. And the Rams. The Bills actually travel next year to three of the four remaining teams in the playoffs, which are they will be at Cincinnati next year, they'll be at Kansas City next year, and they'll be at the L.A. Rams next year.
And, you know, based on the ratings from Sunday night with this game, you're going to expect the NFL to put them in primetime games.
A lot, I think, again. You know, this year they had a few. I think next year you'll have more. As long as they have Josh Allen. What people saw on Sunday, and like you said, specifically, Susan, you're right, the ratings, like, obviously the country ate it up. The NFL is going to want to take advantage of that. So, Bills Mafia, what I would say is we will find out in May for sure, but start preparing for more primetime games late nights and having coffee ready in the morning.
From everything I've been hearing, you know, so far this week, Sal, I think a lot of people are pulling for the Bengals to beat the Chiefs this weekend. I'm like the exact opposite, though. That would kill me to see Burrow in the Super Bowl before we got there. What about you? What are you hearing? What are you thinking?
It's tough for me. I don't know. If the Chiefs win, you say, you know what, at least the Bills got beat by the better team. You know what I mean? But at the same time, I'm kind of tired of them. I'm kind of tired of the Chiefs, to be honest with you. I wouldn't mind seeing Burrow. I hear you, though, Brian. I'm right with you. That's when, like, I never wanted Cleveland to ever win a championship before Buffalo. Mm-hmm. And then LeBron came along, and I was happy for them. I really was. I was glad that they won it. And, you know, that was cool to see when they finally won one. But I totally understand. I will tell you, though, Cincinnati, that's a good fan base. They're good football, and they've suffered a lot. They've gone a long time without winning. I think Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase are fantastic players. So I would be totally okay with Cincinnati beating Kansas City, and I think I'm going to root for them.
Hey, what about this unbelievable, heartwarming effort by Chiefs fans to pour money into Josh Allen's foundation? It's at $250,000 this morning.
Yeah, I think it's great. I think it's great. And, you know, there's been some cynicism about it because it's 13 seconds and they're rubbing it in, right? 13 seconds and the number 13. I don't want to believe that the world is like that. I want to believe that people have really great intentions and look at the money they're pouring in, right? So the Bills have done this and their fans, Chiefs fans are great. They're Midwestern hospitality is amazing. I always say whenever you go to Kansas City, it's always one of the best places to be treated by people. So I think their heart is in a good place. I'm really it's really nice to see something like that get paid forward.
All right. Yeah, it's a tremendous. Over $250,000. Wow.
Yeah, that's right.
Sal, thanks so much and enjoy, you know, off-season's always busy too, but maybe a little bit of a break here. Sal Capaccio is the Bills' radio sideline reporter, covers the Bills for WGR.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.